Well, I guess I let that first side run off, but I wasn't watching it. I was telling you about the election in my room at school. I had 10 that voted for Nixon and 10 that voted for Humphrey and 5 that voted for Wallace. So, and then when I let them re-vote, I let the ones who voted for Wallace pick, either Nixon or Humphrey and vote for them. And then the Humphrey won, then all of them voted for Humphrey. So, but the first time it came out just exactly like it did. It was just almost a tie. So I thought that was showed that at least they were a pretty good cross-section of the people in the nation. I mean, the way their parents were going to vote, because of course that's the way that they were voting. But they did real well and seemed to be real interested. Tonight we have open house at my school. And, oh, I just dread going. I just hate stuff like this. I wouldn't mind it if we really did get to talk to the parents, but not but about 3 or 4 of them come. They're the ones you see all the time. They're not the ones you need to talk to. And besides that, you don't have time enough to talk to them about their kids at that time anyway. So, I don't know. I'm pretty discouraged with the teaching profession this year. I hate to tell you. I mean, I don't want you to think that I'm upset about it or anything, but I just think, Gary, that if I ever have to teach in another school like this, I just don't know if I can do it or not, because we just don't get any help from our principal at all. He doesn't back us up in anything that we do. I have a little boy in my room that needs a spanking so bad. I mean, that's what he needs. I've tried everything else I know to do. And I send him to the principal's office, and Mr. Plumas just tries to be on his side and tries to be his buddy. Well, it just ruins everything I've tried to do. However, he did tell me this morning that he was moving to Dallas in 2 weeks, so that is something I can look forward to. Now, I really hate that I feel that way, though, because I know that that's not the way to be the best kind of a teacher. But I just can't, I don't know, maybe I've lost my touch in a year. How about that? I wonder if that could happen. No, but I don't really have anybody that I'm close to at my school. Jean Pittman is the one that taught across the hall from me last year. And she's gone into language disorders, and she's at another school. Oh, Ms. Walling, of course, she's just wonderful, but she's way down the hall, and she's in 3rd grade, and that makes a lot of difference, too. If she were in 2nd and a little bit closer, well, I think it'd be good. It just always helps to have somebody to work with, not even to work with, is nothing else to share things with and just be friends with, and that's why I just miss Jean more than anything. I just can't believe it. I mean, I never thought that a co-worker would be that much of a help, but she really was more of an inspiration, I guess, and to motivate me than anything else. But I certainly do miss her. But I don't know. I think the kids are not. I can't understand it. I just can't seem to get them disciplined, I guess you'd say. I guess that's a year-long process. Well, anyway, I won't bother you with that, because it's certainly not that bad. Last night we went to hear the Hilltoppers concert. Sylvia and I went. And Gary, it was just great. I just can't tell you how good it was. I wish I had taken my recorder and recorded some of it, especially the last two songs. They sang I Am an American, and it was just beautiful. And then the very last one, they all called everybody up on the stage and sang May the Lord Bless You and Keep You. Oh, I told you this on that other tape. Oh, well, I'll just tell you again. You know it really must have meant something to me, but it was just beautiful. I still haven't heard anything about the sermon, but we'll check on it as soon as I can, or at least just order another one, I guess. Nothing much has been happening since homecoming. It's just kind of a letdown, and everybody's resting up. I'm laying in bed right now before I have to go to open house tonight in hopes to get a little bit of rest. But Debbie was here, and I enjoyed her, and I told everybody over homecoming that asked about she, and I was so excited to say, well, he's in Hong Kong, but I don't guess that makes any difference. I was just real sorry that you really didn't get to go, and hope maybe that they'll put the trip back on before long, and you will get to go, because I know it would be a help to you just to get away. Although everybody did kind of raise their eyebrows when I told them you were in Hong Kong about the girls. No, well, they really did, but it didn't bother me any. But I didn't worry or anything, I mean, well, I don't worry a whole lot anyway, but I just felt like you were real safe being in Hong Kong. It's kind of a disappointment to me, too, because I know how much you wanted to go and get away. I have your birthday box. I'm gonna start sending things now, and I'll just start sending packages, pretty many packages, probably from now on until Christmas. So you probably won't get any one big birthday box, but you'll get lots of little goodies from now on, I hope. I did find some beautiful oranges, and I'm gonna try to send those. I'm gonna send 10 of them in hopes that that'll be enough for everybody in your hooch, or if you want to just eat them all yourself, that'd be all right too, I guess. But they were just so pretty, and I came in from school today and was hungry, so I ate one, so I'll have to go get another one to take its place. But I hope they get over there all right. I want to get everything mailed now so I can avoid the rush. However, I'm afraid that a lot of things have already started going. I just am scared to death that something might happen and they might get lost. I'm going to be real careful with this tape made homecoming. Want you to be sure and get it, and maybe you could make a copy of it or something, because it's really, I think it'll be something that you'll really like to keep, at least parts of it, not those so silly parts. And don't believe a lot of things that people said about me either, because they're probably not true. Charlie Perkins is still here, and he leaves, he told you that he'd be in school for about 13 to 16 weeks, and then he'll go on over to Vietnam. He sure looks good. He looks like he's really grown up an awful lot. I'm sure that he has, but you can just tell when somebody's been in the service, because they're staying so much taller and everything. He's real happy and everything, and seems to be as well off as he can be. I guess he's not real excited about going, but nevertheless, I'm sure that he'll do the best job that he can. And then I saw Bob Scattergood last night when we went to the Hilltoppers concert, and he said that he had heard so much about Billy everywhere he's been. He must have gone to the same church that Billy went to there in Rhode Island, but couldn't wait to look him up when he got out there. So I do hope that they can get together. Of course, Billy's already in San Francisco, and I think Bob goes to Coronado or something like that first, and then near San Francisco. But I just hope that they can get together sometime, you know, at least two guys from ACC anyway. It's been a pretty day today. It's warming up, not near as bad as it was for homecoming. I guess you heard about, we told you about the snow on the other tape, so it's kind of early in the year to have such bad weather for Abilene. Be sure and let me know what you think about Gary's idea for the alumni office about having a directory of addresses for the servicemen. This could really help a lot, I know, but be sure and let me know so I can tell him, as he's real anxious to find out. Oh, I meant to tell you that, you know, the mother of the little boy who's in my room, whose husband's in Vietnam, well, today she came to visit, and she invited me to eat lunch with her next Sunday, or not this coming Sunday, but then the next one, so I'm real excited about that. She's German, so it should be real good and real interesting. I'll have to tell you all about it after it's all over. Well, this tape's nearly gone, and I just want to tell you that I love you an awful lot, and I'm thinking about you, and I guess I was disappointed, too, that you didn't get to go to Hong Kong, because I knew how much you did want to go. But I'll try to make it up to you by sending you lots of goodies anyway, okay? Well, you be real careful and take your malaria pill. No, I'm just teasing. But do take care of yourself and stay well and stay happy. And it won't be long till we get to see each other. Maybe we could move it up to January, huh? No, maybe February anyway. Well, bye.